Hello, my spooky friends.
My name is Cassie.
And I'm Caitlin.
And welcome in to I'd Survive. Okay, we're so here. We're so back for another week. We didn't have to re-record anything. Don't worry about it.
What?
And
I don't even know why you would say such a thing.
It's Sharknado time, girl. This week.
She texts and me like
I'm
last
so
week,
excited.
Have you seen Sharknado? And I'm like,
You're like, no. Do I lie?
No, but what are you doing?
Yeah.
So we're here now.
It's just I'm so happy. It's worse than I remember, but in the best way. It's so ridiculous. It's so funny.
Okay.
I actually really enjoy it in the way that like if I was having like a sleepover and my girl hadn't seen it yet, I'd be like, we got to put on Sharknado.
Right.
You know, it's one of those. And as you can tell, I'm so excited to get into it. But before we do, what's your week in horror been like?
Whew, what has it been like? I watched the movie for next week, so I won't tell you about that. I actually also started watching and only got 20 minutes into Forbidden Fruits.
Oh.
And no disrespect, I just was like doing other things while I was watching it. And it definitely is like very silly, goofy comedy, cartoony characters kind of vibe.
Okay.
Very caricature type characters so far. I'm curious to finish it, but
yeah,
it seems interesting. They say that's, it's like a Mean Girls, and I'm getting the vibe already. So
yeah, that's interesting. The trailer had funny moments, but I didn't look at it as like I didn't think it'd be that heavy. Well, I mean, maybe it changes as the movie goes on.
Right, I'm just only like 20 minutes in.
So. Yeah.
Nothing super horror.
I'm really excited to see that
as
well. Yeah, it feels like it has a very like fresh, different tone from everything else that's been coming out.
For sure.
So that'll be fun. I watched something.
What'd you watch?
I watched Scary Movie 4.
Oh, how did that go?
I thought it was great.
I think 4 is fun.
Yeah, I was like so confused. 4. I was like, I don't know if I'm just like, I wouldn't say, yes, I grew up on a lot of these movies. And for some reason, specifically Scary Movie 3 was just like always on TV as a child. And I'd be like, yay, like I just loved that movie.
Sure.
But like, I don't know if it's just me or if no one in the Scary Movie little fandom talks about 4. And if they don't, I don't really get why.
Yeah.
I thought it was really fun.
Yeah.
I like it better than 1 and 2.
Yeah.
3 has the nostalgia factor for me, but I thought it was really good.
With 4, and I got a lot of shit for this because I reacted to the first 4. And I finished 4 and I'm like, guys, this might be my favorite one.
Yeah.
I actually really liked this one. And everyone's like, no way.
Oh.
Because, first of all, everybody loves 2, which we've talked about.
That's my least favorite.
Yeah.
It's my least favorite by a mile.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
Like, I truly just don't like Scary Movie 2, but
5 is my least favorite.
Well, yes, I'm
but
sure.
But I just don't even count that as part of the franchise. I don't know what that was.
But 4 was fun. I liked 4.
I agree. And I can't remember because I've never really watched back to back in the way that you have, even though there's lots of time between still.
Yeah.
And something I liked about 4 was that there was so many callbacks to 3. It was like this continuous plot.
That's true.
That didn't happen before, right?
I think it does, but like it's
not
so
as much.
It's taking a backseat to everything else that like they don't really focus on it. But I do think there is a little bit more from 3 to
continuity,
4.
Yeah, which I loved. Like I was so excited to see what's his name, her ex. I'm sad that he's an ex and that he died in the ring so tragically.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just like, there was callbacks that were like really exciting as a Scary Movie 3 fan. Maybe that's why I liked 4 too.
True.
Yeah. So
that's fun. I did watch one other thing this morning.
Ooh.
Before we sat down here. I did start a TV show.
What? You filmed before? Like the fact that you like get stuff done before we record actually blows my mind.
I'm an hour ahead of you, mind you.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So like I have a whole hour on you.
Okay.
But also I just knew I needed to get it done today. So yes, I did watch the first 2 episodes of Chucky.
Wow. What did you think?
I like it. It is
It
is on the same level as the films, like in terms of
yeah.
the quality and the production value. It's like, oh, this is just a Chucky movie. That's what it feels like.
It's so cool. Like, you don't see usually, like, turning something into a TV show is like a cash grab.
Oh,
but you
sure.
can just tell, like, this is a passion project for everyone that works on that show. Like, they really care and are doing it justice, it feels like.
And I think part of – and, like, I do really like it, but I also think what might be helping it is that there was Curse of, Cult of, and the reboot, which are all questionable. So this feels like going back to the original, because, like, the doll looks like the original Chucky doll, which the last three films just completely decided they didn't care about anymore.
Yikes.
So it just – it feels more like the classic Chucky feel. In the reboot, it's not Brad Dourif voicing Chucky. So it's like, what the hell are we doing? I mean, we don't talk about the reboot, but it's just like, it's nice. It's Brad Dourif. It's fun. I like it.
Yeah. I'm so excited that you're starting that journey.
Me too.
Okay. Well, it's time.
You know, with Sharknado, it's just such a meme. Like, I've never seen a scene from it or anything. I've just seen, like, the cover of the movie and the title. Yeah. And I'm just like, that should be enough for me.
Well, let me ask you, like, what do you think we're getting into today?
Okay.
What is your the concept of Sharknado in your head?
So the concept – all right. So there's a tornado, right?
Okay.
And it has sharks in it. Okay. Now – how they become part of the tornado, there's different options. It could be completely supernatural, or it could be like, oh, tornado starts in ocean, and oh, there's the sharks, and they go woo into the tornado.
Right.
It could it could happen in a lot of different ways.
And then somehow that gets stretched over 90 minutes.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? It goes through the city, and people are like, oh, the sharks, and flying around in the sky. How do they breathe?
I know.
Like, oh, no, that's not going to matter. Okay.
No, like nothing.
Why am I asking the logistical questions about the shark tornado?
How do they breathe? I will not have that answer for you today.
Dang it.
How do they, how does anything work?
Yeah, period.
I'm just thinking about the things that happen now, and it's going to be so fun. Okay.
I'm going to survive, though.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Right, right, right. So Sharknado is a 2013 made-for-television comedy disaster film originally airing on the Sci-Fi Channel. Yeah.
What?
I know.
Sci-Fi decided they wanted that one? The Sci-Fi Channel?
Yeah.
They said they were like, yep, that's right up our alley.
Apparently a great decision, because I mean,
it did work out for him, didn't it?
It did. It immediately gathered a cult following for itself.
Sure.
It's directed by Anthony C. Ferrante, who has directed many horror films that I've not seen.
Yeah.
He would also go on to direct the 5 sequels that this movie has.
Oh, my God. No, you the way you were like, and now we stretch that over 90 minutes. And then and another then. 5 films.
And I want you to keep in mind, I have not seen any of the other ones in the franchise.
Sure.
But I want you to keep in mind that apparently this one, the OG Sharknado, is like the most serious of the franchise. And given what this movie is like, that's insane to me because it's very unserious.
Wait, do we have any titles?
Oh my gosh. I want to know. They got to be ridiculous.
I'm like Bride of Sharknado.
Like how list how crazy. Of Sharknado movies. Let's see. We have Sharknado 2, the second one.
Wait, that's what it's called?
That's what it's called. We have Sharknado 3. Oh, hell no.
Yeah, that's what I said when I heard that there was a third one.
We have Sharknado, The Force Awakens.
Fuck does it? The Force? Oh my God. That's a Star Wars pun, isn't it?
Yeah. And the cover is very much Star Wars vibes.
Oh my God.
We have Sharknado 5, Global Swarming.
No.
And then the newest one came out in 2018, The Last Sharknado, It's About Time. And that's where apparently time travel gets introduced.
Well, Of course. But why would I expect anything else? I'm pretty sure most franchises hit time travel at some point. Isn't that kind of a thing?
Yeah. It very much is the Riverdale pipeline to me.
Oh, dear Lord.
It's like, well, you know something's going on for too long when they start time traveling after none of that being established in like the original concept.
Wait, does that happen in Riverdale?
Yeah, for sure. I didn't make it that far.
Me neither. So I didn't even know that was a thing. Oh.
I know it's a thing, but I don't know how it works or what. I gave up on Riverdale in season 3. I didn't make it to the end of season 3,
I
don't think.
That sounds about right for me.
I actually would love to sim through all of it because it's so ridiculous, but it's just hard.
It's just really hard because
there's a lot. Yeah, we got a lot to do.
You know what? This of all the episodes for us to start talking about Riverdale, it's like Sharknado. Yeah, probably.
It makes sense. Yeah.
It probably makes sense. I believe it.
Okay. The film stars Tara Reid, a big star, especially in the 90s. I know her best from the American Pie movies.
Oh,
it also stars Ian Ziering, who I also know as Steve from Beverly Hills 90210.
Wow.
Yes. Iconic character. It holds a 77% critic score on Rotten Tomatoes.
See, what are we doing?
It's so good.
77 is like disgustingly high.
It deserves that 77. I agree.
The one we're doing next week has a 14, by the way.
Oh.
So get ready for that, everybody.
No, yeah, the Rotten Tomato, like the way people look at this movie in general a lot of the time, I mean, there's people who think that this is just dumb and stupid and like that's it. Like there's people who hate this movie.
But
like the people who like this movie are in the realm of it's so bad, it's good.
Right.
It's very much that.
Yep.
So yeah, this movie to me really feels like a rite of passage for any movie lover. So I'm really excited to just at least tell you about it.
Thank you.
I watched this for the first time when I was like 16.
Okay.
And I was having a sleepover with my cousin and we were just scrolling through Netflix. And in the same night, we watched, I think, what came first? I think we watched this first, Sharknado. And we were like, what? It was so fun.
Great it was
like,
time.
What the fuck? It was hilarious. And then the next, like, what we think you should watch next was Rubber.
The tire one?
Yes, yes. We watched that one next. It was a great night.
Apparently. Wait, I'm sorry. What year did you say this was?
2013.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So actually, I think I was like around 16. So that's around the time I was 16. It was already on Netflix.
Mm.
So it must have like gotten pretty popular pretty fast when it dropped on the Sci-Fi Channel because it hit Netflix really soon.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. I can't believe this is happening. I'm so happy. Okay. I'm sure you feel the same.
She's so excited.
Okay. We open with a shot of a water tornado in the ocean. Okay. And sharks are just spinning around.
Oh, already.
Swimming around inside it. Very spooky, very scary. Ah. Then we cut to a boat in the ocean at a different location. No storm happening here.
Okay.
No tornado in sight. We're 20 miles off the coast of Mexico, and for some reason, this crew catches and kills sharks.
Oh.
I don't understand why, but they've got dozens of dead sharks on board.
Nice. That's great.
Yeah.
Real glad.
Below deck, there's a deal going on between some businessman and the captain, and they're trying to negotiate the cost of these sharks. The captain promising that by the end of the day, they'll have 20,000 sharks to sell. And they, like, how?
Where?
He's like, what, by the end of today, with the net we got, we're going to have 20,000 sharks for you. And
okay,
I'm like,
I think you get 20,000 sharks if you, like, bomb the ocean, like, the entirety of it. But other than that, what?
Yeah. So the business guy is very happy to hear this. And, no. So
she's so excited she's getting ahead of herself.
I really am. Like, I just want to look you in the eye and tell you, like, I don't even need this script. The script is holding me back.
Yes, it really is. I can tell.
So they agree on a deal of $1 million, which the business guy isn't so happy about. He's like, I don't want to dish out $1 million for some sharks.
Mm-hmm.
He was coming into this deal hoping to pay $100,000.
Oh.
So.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyways, the storm rolls in. Things get bad fast. We're in a water tornado. Oh, and sharks are jumping aboard and attacking and killing crew members.
This is the end of the movie, right? This is the end? This is how it ends.
Please. Through all of this, the businessman pulls out a gun and starts hunting down the captain, saying that he's going to kill him and take all these sharks on board already for himself without paying. And then he gets eaten by a shark flying through the air.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No.
And the captain is laughing. Ah, you idiot. And then he gets eaten by a shark, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The sharks are eating everybody. Oh, no.
So, and I want you to understand, it's like they are flinging themselves out of this tornado, flying through the air and just chomping someone's head off. And then they're just continuing on and they're just
swarming
around.
Basically like flying sharks. Like they like exit the pod, which is the tornado, and they just like woo whip around.
They take a little chomp and then they come back in and they just
Sounds kind of fun.
So the whole ship is compromised. Like they're all dead.
Yeah.
My favorite part is when we get shots of some crew members high in the air spinning around in the water tornado. So they get wrapped up in it and then they get eaten in the tornado.
Okay. Blood.
Just great stuff. Yeah. Now, cut to Southern California.
Oh,
I think
man.
We're in Santa Monica. So it's surfing season. We're on the beach. We meet Finn and Baz. Finn is the owner of a local bar, but he's trying to get out and do some surfing before the storm. They know a storm is coming.
Sure.
A storm that the news are calling Hurricane David. And then Baz is just his bestie coming along for the ride. He's just like, for some reason, he needs a second in command, even though he just like owns a bar. So at the shore, we get a look inside of Finn's bar and we meet the head waitress, Nova. And then, of course, the local drunk, George.
Oh.
Stardew Valley.
Oh. Well, George isn't as much a drunk.
Oh, he's cleaned up.
Well, George is the old man in the wheelchair.
Is he not a drunken? Who's the drunk man?
My husband.
Who's your husband?
Shane.
I thought it was George.
No, George is an old man in a wheelchair. He's grumpy and he's homophobic, but he's not a drunk.
Oh, I think because of how grumpy he is, I assumed that he was the drunk.
I mean, valid. Like he gives,
that's so funny.
He does give the energy of a drunk.
Okay. We almost had stars align once again.
Well, actually, I think it should just be, I'm going to picture Stardew Valley throughout this movie.
I think so, you should.
I'm going to picture George. It's going to be great.
Yeah. After George grabs onto Nova's ass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And she knocks his drink over, like charging him for a new one. We get a shot at Nova's leg, and it very obviously looks like she has what are supposed to be bite marks from a shark attack on her thigh.
Nice.
And George is like, hey, what's that scar about? You never talk about it. And she's like, nothing. I cut myself shaving. And that's it.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Anyway, back out into the ocean, Finn has some flirty competition going down on the waves with a girl named Deanna. And unfortunately, with the clouds brewing in the distance, this is when a giant horde of sharks come straight to the shore and attacks. Deanna dies.
Whoa.
She has no
chance.
The
pacing in this movie is diabolical, by the way.
I'm definitely like also exaggerating that because it's just so funny to me.
It is. I like how we just were like, here's the main characters at the bar. And they're dead. Yeah.
That's very much the energy.
I love it.
Yeah, no chance. When Finn realizes this, he starts screaming to shore that there are sharks, screaming at everyone to get off the beach. Somehow his friend Baz, who's on a jet ski, gets attacked before he does. So he swims out to him and manages to dodge these sharks. And then he jumps up on the jet ski and Baz's leg has been bitten pretty bad. Uh-huh. But Finn takes the reins and drives him back to shore, saving him.
Wow.
Yeah, Finn is just that guy. There might have been a couple more deaths at the shore. We see one person with half of their body chewed off and then another with like their leg missing. So it's a very big, brutal shark attack.
Right.
While all this commotion was going on, Nova the waitress freaked out, ran outside. At one point, she's running down a set of wooden stairs to the beach, and then she just pushes a random man over the railing Rude. To get down faster. So hopefully he's okay.
Wow.
She makes it out to Baz, where Finn has him laid out, and they use her little skirt cover-up as because they're all like in swimsuits.
Sure.
Use your little skirt cover-up as a tourniquet, and hooray, Baz is going to be just fine.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
No death here.
Good.
Back inside the bar later that day, Baz is recounting his shark attack story to George, praising Finn for saving his life. They're all very aware of how like concerning and weird that shark attack just was. It like wasn't normal.
No.
Yeah. Finn's trying to say that it's just the storm that's coming and the sharks are running from the storm. Give it a couple days. We'll all be able to get back out into water again. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah, but by the looks of the storm brewing outside and what the new reports are saying, California might be about to witness their first proper hurricane. So Finn decides to call his ex-wife, April. They have a teenage daughter together, Claudia.
Okay.
And April's very annoyed to hear from him. He's like just trying to express his concern. Mm-hmm. He knows that they live just like 6 miles out of the ocean and he wants to make sure that they're safe. But April's like, my boyfriend Colin can keep us safe just fine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dad gets triggered.
Yeah. That's really the end of that conversation. Like she hangs up on him. Oh. So that's the end of that. We get a little time cut. It's looking worse and worse outside, and Finn announces to everyone that he is deciding to close up the restaurant and they all need to go home. Hmm. Maybe 30 seconds later, a shark comes flying through the window.
Oh my God. No. No.
So we get like the screaming and running. Finally, they're all realizing that this is serious.
Yes.
For lack of a better word.
Sure.
And Nova is a badass. She grabs a pool cue and sticks it right through the shark's head.
Ooh.
Because I guess she has super strength.
Yes.
And the restaurant clears out except for Finn, Baz, Nova, and George. George more so because he's so drunk he's hardly processing what's even happening.
Classic.
Yeah, but there are a little crew that's going to be sticking together. They all grab weapons, mostly guns. We have guns.
Ooh.
But I think it's important to note that George decided to grab a bar stool as his weapon.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
You know, whatever works for you, buddy. That's fine.
Yeah.
If you all right, right now, you have to grab a weapon in your room. What is it?
Oh, in my room?
Right now. What are you grabbing?
Okay. I know what I'd grab.
Would you grab?
I would grab visuals for Patreon right now.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
I have a stand.
Like a tripod of sorts.
A tripod stand. It's quite large. It's like an easel stand.
Okay. Yeah. That's good.
What about you?
I don't know. I was looking and the first thing I thought was the tree, but I don't know why.
The tree?
I don't know why, so I'm going to take that one back. Chucky has a fake knife. Maybe I could stab somebody with the fake knife.
The plastic doll knife. I think that would be good.
I think that would work. As you can see, I'm really good at like quick situations. Like, what do you grab? The tree! Ah! No.
Yeah.
No. I'd be dead.
We're ready. Actually, if a killer came in right now, mm-hmm. I would probably, I have like 3 water bottles like half open here. I'd probably just start chucking them. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd probably work better.
Okay. Now, outside, it is mass destruction, full-on disaster movie vibes underway. Okay.
I do like a disaster movie.
It's fun. The surges of the storm waves are taking over entire buildings on the coast.
Oh, dear.
At one point, Nova almost gets eaten by a shark, but George knocks it away with his little stool.
Oh. All right. Yeah.
He
would win over me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Baz almost gets attacked, but he shoves a propane tank in the shark's mouth and then Finn shoots it and it blows up.
Oh.
So that's fun.
Yep.
The Ferris wheel on the pier completely comes off its tracks and starts rolling around,
ooh,
crushing people to death.
That's fun.
That's fun.
I like that.
It's so... it's so funny seeing our main group run from it in their green screen room. Like, they're definitely jogging in place.
Oh, no. Isn't that bad?
Oh, no. Yeah. And then, like, the giant, like, Ferris wheel is coming for them. They're just like, kind of crazy.
Oh, my God. No. See, I already am like, yeah, I got to watch this shit.
It's so funny.
It's going to be a trip.
Yeah, I would definitely, if you want to, it's so summer vibes. By end of summer, you got to put it on.
Okay.
Anyways, after surviving the storm surge, they know more is coming. And Finn is like, I need to go check in on April and my daughter. Ooh. So our little crew of four hop in his car and we take on the flooded streets to go drive out to them. By the way, I didn't write this in, but our girl, our waitress girl, Nova, she's probably like, she's early 20s. Uh-huh. Finn is like mid 40s, I would guess. And she has a huge crush on him.
Ah.
And she's like really disappointed. Like when he calls his ex-wife, she's like, you were married. And then she finds out he has a daughter. And she's like, you have a daughter? Like she didn't know any of these things.
Yes. Lots of information.
Yeah. But and she's still supporting him. They're all sticking together to go and rescue April and Claudia, his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
These streets, though, when I say flooded, I mean it. The water is rising and sharks are like swimming in the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah. One gets stuck under their car for a minute there. No big deal. We move on. Whatever.
Okay.
Eventually, we make it to a tunnel bypass where like a bunch of people have their cars parked underneath, which why is this not flooded? I don't know.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's not.
It's fine.
It's just a safe zone.
Well, of course.
So a bunch of people have their cars parked under there and they're outside of their cars panicking. And like, I think they're like yelling at each other and like also trying to make plans with each other. I don't know what they're fighting plans? About. Like, what do we do?
Oh,
you know,
I thought they were like just... what are you doing next Friday? Do you want to get drinks? Because I feel
4th of July coming up. Hey. What do you think? Yeah. So they're just, I don't know what they're doing, but Finn is just shouting out of his window that they need to get in their cars and keep driving. It's not safe here. I think they think they're in a safe spot. You know what they say about like in storms or at least like tornadoes, people, a lot of the times people park underneath bridges and stuff because they want to be out of the storm. But like, that's the worst place to go because it's going to come crashing down on
you. It's going to be real bad real soon.
Yeah, so I think that's the vibe here is they're like, they think they're being safe, but they're not. And Finn is just like, they're idiot, like, get out of here.
Right.
But yeah, before we clear this tunnel, a giant ocean wave surges in front of us and just like destroys all the cars on the road ahead.
Oh.
And we're safe because we're in the safe zone tunnel where water cannot touch.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right. Good. Good.
But Finn is looking back at all those people outside their cars behind him and he's like, bro, like they're gonna die if they stay there. We have to save them.
Oh.
He has a hero complex.
I can see that.
So he gets out of his car, everyone else reluctantly follows his lead, and we get another wave and we see a shark fly through the air, biting a man's head clear off his body in the process. And Finn's like, hey, all you people, crazy take, I know, but we gotta get out of here. Yeah. And there's one woman, though, who's freaking out because her dog is trapped inside her car.
Oh, it's Cassie.
I would Cassie. Never. No, I would. Karma would never be trapped in my car.
Okay.
Never.
True.
I don't know why or how this happened. I'm guessing she accidentally locked her keys inside with her dog in.
Yeah.
But George comes running over with like his emotional support stool and he knocks the window open and the dog is able to get out and reunite with his owner and off they run. Hooray.
W. George. Okay.
Yes. But then Finn, Baz, and Nova watch another giant shark-filled ocean wave crash over George. And then when it washes away, all that's left is blood. So he dies. So RIP to George.
Oh, okay.
And also this is our first check-in. Are you having fun?
My brain is mushy because again I'm like whoa, there's a shark and then there's a dog and there's a person and somebody grabs someone's ass and now we're like running down the beach and there's a freaking
there's a stool
like I'm like, oh my god.
I know the weirdly chaos. I have so many questions for you.
Oh no.
You actually wouldn't think, you know, you wouldn't think, but I have a lot of questions throughout this whole movie.
Oh, yeah. God.
First of all, how unlikely are you to work in the shark hunting business?
Oh. Yeah. Unlikely. I'm going to say 98.
Yeah. I want 100.
Yeah.
It's just, that's not for us.
No, it's not. It's really not.
How unlikely are you to go surfing in the ocean?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Like in my current life right here, right now. Unlikely, but it's also like if someone was like, yo, let's try surfing, I'd be mm-hmm. like, okay, that sounds fun.
Yep.
So I'm going to go like a 71.
Okay. I went 95.
Really?
Not my thing.
Have you ever tried it?
No, I would never try surfing. It would not go well.
I mean,
fair. It would go really, really badly. So I'm just, I know that that's not my place. Everyone who does that, you're awesome.
You know, it's funny. Part of why I'm giving myself that like low of a score is because that's actually a very common thing on dating apps are guys who are like, hope you'll surf with me. And I'm like, I'll try it.
I imagine so. Being on a coast. Yeah.
That's true.
I would never see – people don't talk about surfing around here.
Yeah, I guess that does make sense because, like, living in Rhode Island, there's a lot of ocean going on.
I'm very much of the fishing – like, the joke is, like, the fishing thing. Everyone's holding a fish in their dating profiles around here, so.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
No surfing.
How unlikely are you to spend a day at the beach?
Oh, are you fucking kidding me? I was at the beach, like, last week.
Uh-huh.
How unlikely am I to go to the beach?
Yeah.
8.
Wow. Okay. I went 45.
Okay.
I'm not really into beaches. I'm more of an indoor girl.
Sure.
But I would go to a beach.
Yeah. You know,
I would read on a beach. I've been in the ocean.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't go as much as I would like, which is the only reason I even get 8%.
Yeah.
But I did go like last week, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How unlikely are you to drive out to your ex-wife and child's home in this extreme weather?
It's my child, man.
Yeah. How unlikely?
How unlikely? 32?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not necessarily the smartest thing, but it's your kid.
I agree. I went 10.
Yeah.
Like, if it was just my ex-wife.
Well, exactly.
And she, like, wants to be like, my boyfriend can handle this. Leave us alone. Then I would, that's fine.
Yeah.
But that's my child, so I will be coming.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
How unlikely are you to drive out with your friend in his decision to check on his ex-wife and child?
Ooh.
These are like work friend vibes, but they're also like deeper than they're like really good work friends. Sure. But you know,
does this person just like not have anyone to check on themselves? You know what I mean?
We don't know. Okay. I don't know. I guess not. Don't think about that.
I'm gonna say like 54.
Okay,
because like I could see myself wanting to stick with someone I know very well and. Mm-hmm. Not like that I want to go out there, but like mm-hmm. it doesn't seem like anywhere's super safe right now.
Sure.
So like, you know, why not kind of vibes?
Yeah. I went 80 as far as unlikely. Okay. Yeah. Cause like I'm gonna get in my car and I'm gonna drive to the desert. Mm. And if you wanna hang out on the coast longer, good luck.
Have fun with that.
Yeah, that's my thoughts.
That's understandable.
How unlikely are you to help strangers on the highway underpass?
Like, what the hell do they think they're doing?
I know.
Like, why are you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would. I feel mm-hmm. like this situation is so chaotic
mm-hmm.
and these people are being kind of dumb.
Yeah.
And like, at that point, it's not really my problem. I'm going to say like 86.
I went 88.
Hey, like, you figure it out.
Good luck,
bro.
You guys. Like, you're adults. You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, though, how unlikely are you to save a dog on the highway underpass?
Yeah, honestly, higher. And, like, you know what's crazy? That's wrong.
But no, I don't think it is. Because the reason I would save a dog, okay, so I went 2%. I'm 2% because like a dog doesn't know what's going on, like doesn't have the mental capacity to like understand what's happening. Whereas the humans do. And I'm like, you guys can figure it out, like use your brains. Yeah. But like a dog is just like an innocent little creature. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't go that low. I'm going to go 28.
Mm-hmm.
I would really like to, but if I thought it was going to kill me, I can't say that I'd be doing it.
Okay, yeah.
I know
okay.
There's a difference between the two of us when it comes to animals.
Yeah, I wasn't always like this either. Like, I've always been an animal lover, but like,
sure,
it's karma. It's my dog, yeah, karma. Like,
that's your baby.
I just think of her as like the stand-in dog in any situation, and it's like, oh, you're right. Mine.
Yeah,
you're coming with me.
All right, that makes sense.
Okay, act one final score for me is a solid 60.
Okay, I'm a 54, so very similar place that we're at.
I right know now. And unfortunately I do think middle of the road is going to make sense for this one, because it's like, yeah, or with any disaster film, because it's like, if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, you're gonna get your head chomped off by a shark. Like, exactly, that's just how this movie works. So that
makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, so sad for George. RIP again to George.
Yes, poor guy.
But the rest of us are back in the car, and Finn is like, we gotta go through these waves. Good thing I know how to count them. They come in threes. So he's like a surfer and he knows things.
Yeah, sure, sure, sure.
So he counts as three waves surge forward, and then it's pedal to the metal. We're speeding through these streets, and his timing works. They manage to avoid the storm surges, and they seem to be ahead of it now, in front of the storm.
Okay.
They make it out to Beverly Hills, where they were hoping the flooding wouldn't be so bad, and I guess it isn't, but the rain is still coming down like crazy. And finally, they make it to April's house, and when April answers the door, she's pissed off and wants this man off her porch right now. She tells him, girl, to, quote, take this stripper friend and Baz and leave. She says that about, like, our girl Nova, who's, like, in her swimsuit, her bikini.
Yeah, because, you know, we're near the fucking beach.
When you wear a bikini, you're a stripper.
Well, obviously, but, yeah, you know.
Really annoying. But then the sewer drain.
Sorry. Wait, Pennywise.
Yeah,
Pennywise shows up.
We wish.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Then the sewer drain in the driveway behind them bursts open, and a strong surge of water shoots out up into the sky with a shark in it. So Nova turns and, like, shoots the shark dead with her fancy gun. And so that's when April decides, okay, fine, you can come in.
So the sharks are in the sewer system 6 miles down the – okay.
Yes, they are.
Okay, so we're all screwed.
I know.
Is what I'm hearing.
It's really bad, yeah.
Because, like, what are you going to do about that?
What can you do?
What can
Finn
you do?
Finn immediately starts calling out to his daughter once they're inside, but April's like, no, stop. Claudia doesn't want to see you.
Okay.
Cue Claudia, and Mom was right. Claudia is refusing to go anywhere with Finn. She's just as annoyed as April by his presence. And then Colin, April's boyfriend, shows up from upstairs too, pissed off, and he tells Finn to get lost, and he literally goes, April is mine. And then, like, even...
This isn't about April.
I know.
Literally not.
We're not here
all
to fight.
Oh my God.
April's like, whoa, what the hell? Like, I'm not your possession vibes. Like, she gets annoyed with him for saying that. And then she starts defending Finn when Colin starts yelling at him, telling Colin that he's just trying to help them.
What the fuck?
It's so messy.
Sounds it.
Very messy, very complicated. But still, Colin and April aren't believing us when we tell them that all of LA is being flooded and there are literal sharks on the street right now.
Not on the news?
They could just literally turn the news on.
No.
But they don't.
No. Okay, no. Okay.
Nova pulls back the window drape, though, and, like, looks outside and is like, also, by the way, there's a shark in your pool right now. Just so you know.
Just a heads up.
And Colin rolls his eyes and he's like, there's not a shark in the pool. That's impossible. And he pulls back the drape to take a look himself. And that's when the window crashes open from a surge of water, and ocean water starts filling the house.
Oh my goodness.
And with it comes a shark.
Oh, in the house?
And the shark latches onto Colin.
Oh, good.
And then, I know. And April and Claudia are on the staircase, like, screaming in terror, while Finn, Baz, and Nova are trying to get this shark off of Colin, smacking it with bats and, like, whatever else, whatever. They have their stuff that they use. It's always something different.
Sure.
But it's too late. Colin is dead. Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sad. Oh,
I know.
Shucks.
And they're about to be, too, if they don't handle this shark, though. So,
oh, yeah, we gotta take care of that.
Could they just escape up the stairwell? Yes, but they don't do that. Instead, they all use their combined strength to push over a bookcase so that the shark starts chomping on that instead of coming for them, which distracts the shark for about 2 seconds.
Right.
So, yeah. Yes. Like, eventually they make it onto the staircase after way too much time, but they make it. And Nova finally uses her giant gun that she's had this entire time.
Oh, right.
Taking, yeah. taking That's shot cool. after shot until the shark does die.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was really like prolonged. Did not nothing. Need to be.
Exactly.
We had a gun this whole time. I don't know what we're doing. But yeah, she's like, well, that was the last of the ammo.
Oh.
So that's great. Oh. Yeah, we are keeping it realistic in that sense, unfortunately.
GG.
Finn tells everyone that they've got to get inland to the desert. But Claudia's like, no, we have to go to Van Nuys to get Matt.
Oh.
And then Finn freaks out and is like, I thought Matt was on vacation with his friends. And Claudia's like, no, he's in flight school and he wanted to tell you, but Colin said that it was none of your business anymore. And then Nova interrupts all of this to be like, hey, so who's Matt?
Yeah, I'm like, what?
Yes. Matt is Claudia's brother. April and Finn have 2 kids together.
Oh, and we just didn't even think about the other one until now?
Yeah, no.
That's crazy.
No. Which is really unfortunate because, like, yeah, now we have to drive out to Van Nuys. Well,
yeah.
Well, I will say Finn thought he was away on vacation.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, and now he's finding out that he's not. So it's like, ugh, we have to go to Van Nuys. Claudia has a really valid question here now. How are we even going to get out of the house? Because the entire first floor is flooded to their waists.
Mm.
And they can see that there's another shark in the water.
Oh, another one.
Yeah.
Another one.
Finn has a solution. He goes, I'm going to push the shark out of here.
You know what?
What are you just give do? It a shove.
Just push it. Just okay.
Then he just like runs down into the water screaming that he's going to distract it and that they need to run out to the car as fast as possible. So he stays behind as the others do successfully run out to the car. And all he does is poke at this shark with a metal rod. And then we get a spooky shot of the shark like jumping on top of him at one point. And we're like, oh no, is he okay? But then the music swells and he emerges from the house victorious.
Yeah, I can picture it in my head right now. It's really dramatic.
Do you need to watch this? It's like,
no, I can see it all.
You got it right here. They all drive off and behind them, the entire house explodes from the inside. Thanks to the water bursting itself out from the inside.
Oh, I was like expecting like a big like kaboom. With like fire.
Yeah, no. But we will get there. We will, of course, get there.
Good. You know? I'm glad.
How could we get through this movie without that?
I need a lot of that, actually.
Now, on our little car ride to Van Nuys, there are a couple things. First of all, Nova has made it very obvious throughout this whole movie that she has a crush on Finn.
Sure.
Her boss, twice her age. It's fine.
It's okay. It's okay.
And he's just been completely aloof to this until all of a sudden she like cocks her gun in the passenger seat and he goes, it's kind of hot when you do that.
Oh.
And then, like, cue April's eye roll in the back.
I forgot she was here.
Yeah. Before she ends up trying to call Matt, their son, but it doesn't work. So I guess we don't have service anymore thanks to the storm ?
Yeah,
like,
probably.
We can't have service. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Now we end up driving by a school bus flooded in the street. And Finn's like, we gotta stop and help. What if there are kids in there? And April's pissed off. She doesn't want to deal with that. And she's like, this is so typical of you. You're always putting everyone else first before your family. Can't you just focus on making sure Claudia and Matt are safe?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Actually, real talk.
And he thinks about that for a second before he's like, no, I can't. I can't make sure they're safe. I have to save the children.
Not my children, though.
Yeah. And then he decides to drive up to a bridge overhanging this flooded street and rappel down on top of the school bus because, of course, he has all the equipment necessary in his car to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when he drops down, yes, we find that the bus is full of kids and a very stressed out bus driver.
Mm-hmm.
One by one, he has the kids hold on to the rope and get pulled up onto the bridge.
Oh.
And he saves every single kid.
Oh, wow.
He saves the bus driver.
Oh, okay.
And when it's time to get pulled back up himself, of course, a shark starts jumping up and trying to chomp on him.
Well, yes.
They somehow manage to even jump up and grab onto the rope without breaking the rope. Very interesting skills from the shark.
All right.
So the shark's just like hanging there, kind of climbing the rope, if you will. I don't know how.
The shark is climbing the rope.
They really are. I don't know how.
I love it. I love it.
But Finn takes out his knife and cuts the rope beneath him, and then the shark falls back down into the water.
Good, good, good.
And Finn also makes it safely back onto the bridge. A fire truck shows up. All the kids get loaded in there.
Oh.
And I'm sure they'll be transported to safety.
Oh, good. So, okay, that was pretty chill.
All good things, yeah. But then,
oh,
this giant windstorm starts to hit them.
Oh, no.
And we see the Hollywood sign come apart, and pieces of it are flying all over the place. So our group on the bridge is like dodging shrapnel left and right, and we think it's over. Everything calms down, and then the bus driver, who we know because of conversation I skipped through, is an aspiring actor.
Oh.
He delivers the line, "My mom always said Hollywood would kill me." And then a piece of the Hollywood sign comes crashing down on him, and he dies.
Wow. It's a little on the nose, ain't it?
No, no. I think it's like really beautiful and poetic.
Very poetic. Yeah. Very nice.
Okay, so anyways, we're back in the car. Like, sucks for him. We're continuing our journey when a shark.
There's a shark? Is there a shark in
You would
this
never
movie?
Believe it.
There's a shark.
A shark jumps on top of the car and bites through the roof of the car, and he's half inside trying to bite all of us.
Oh.
And Finn has a baseball bat, and he's punching at the shark, but then the shark just eats the bat and then actually bites a little bit of Finn's hand in the process as well. So Finn's bleeding now.
Oh my God.
Nova's the one driving right now, so she tells Finn to grab the wheel, and then she pulls her gun out from her waist and blasts the shark away. And we're all good. Everything's fine. Except that the car only makes it maybe like a quarter mile before stalling out, and they guess that their engine has finally flooded. So they can smell gas leaking from the car. So Finn orders everyone to get out and run. And of course, we have to have it. We get the obligatory runaway from an explosion shot.
Oh.
The car goes up in flames. And from there, we cut to the group stomping into a nearby liquor store.
I'm gone. Like, it's... And then there's a shark, and then the car broke down, and then they're at a liquor store.
And then it blows up.
Dead. I'm like, is the pacing of this movie just like that wild?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm definitely exaggerating it.
It's also hard to retell, because when there's like 50 sharks just flying through the air, what are you going to be like? All right, and then we get a shot, and the shark begins to come out of the water. Okay, ready? And then a little bit later, the shark is in the air, and then...
Yeah, no, you can't say script. That over and over, you know, so you just like, gotta be like, a shark!
Bit his head off!
Moving on.
Liquor store!
I mean, I will say a lot of it is pretty sudden when it comes to that. Like,
I can imagine.
There's nothing I really need to say other than what I'm saying
like
when
jump
it comes
scare.
To that. Yeah, yeah.
Jump scare shark.
Okay, liquor store time. April asks the guy behind the counter to use their phone, but he says it's been dead for hours.
Mm-hmm.
Claudia gets Nova alone in an aisle and is like, "What kind of name is Nova anyway?"
Oh, wow.
And Nova goes, "The kind of name you give yourself when you want to forget who you used to be."
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. She's really deep.
Yeah. There's a little beat of emo silence. And then Claudia tells Nova, "I see the way you look at my dad. Just know that he'll let you down just like he's let me and my mom down."
Oh, well, I mean, mm-hmm. Technically, I don't know the story, but it kind of sounds like your mom's a bit of a bitch, but I don't know.
Just
what I'm getting, you know?
I agree. So moving on, they get the supplies that they need to clean up and wrap Finn's hand. That's why we're here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like a convenience store, but it's like one of those that just literally is like, liquor is the big sign.
Yes.
But there's a lot of stuff in here that they're picking up.
Yeah.
And then Baz notices a shop across the street that's advertising movie car rentals. And they're like, hell yeah, let's go like grab one of these cars, because everything is chaos.
It took me like 10 seconds to figure out.
Like cars for movies.
Yeah. I was like, movie car rentals. What the hell is that?
Yeah.
I got you.
Just like fancy, like a big array of cars.
Yes.
And they're like, let's steal one of these.
Do they have the mystery van from
I hope
Scooby?
So. Unfortunately, we didn't pick it.
Dang it.
But headcanon, I think it's definitely there, and it would be there for us to choose
if
we were here.
We would choose it.
Yes, yes. Cut to them driving a giant monster truck down the road.
Oh, wow. I should.
I don't know. I actually don't know if it's a monster truck. It just is a really big truck.
Does it have like those big ass wheels that like extend beyond the truck kind of vibes?
No, it doesn't extend, but they are really big. Okay. It's just like a huge truck. Yeah, we are in a big truck now and we're ready to face these Sharknados. And this is our second survivability check-in.
I think I would end myself in this movie.
Yeah. It's a lot going on.
There's too much. I would be dead.
Okay.
Why are you laughing?
I have 8 questions for you.
How?
I know.
How?
Okay. Could you drive safely through the storm by counting the timing of the waves?
No. What the hell? Like.
Yeah.
I said I would try surfing, not that I know how.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say 16, though.
16?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is that so
bad? I went 58.
You think you could, like...
Not because I know that they come in threes and I have the surfer knowledge, but I feel like if you watch the pattern... Like, you can figure out the pattern.
Why do you have to wait, also? I don't even know if I understand why.
Because you don't want to get swept up in a wave, in a storm
surge. So you're trying to, like, anchor?
Like, count out the timing of the surges coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So like they're going to start from the beginning again and then you're going to kind of like outride the waves with your speed. That's what they're going for here.
Okay.
So I feel like you could like, even though you don't have the knowledge already, you could figure out the pattern.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Maybe. And there's still like an unluckiness to it where it's like if you just mess up, you mess up, you know?
Right. Yeah. I'll just stick with it.
Okay. Fair. Do you immediately listen and leave when your ex-husband demands that you're not safe at home in the storm?
All right, hold on. Put myself in her shoes for a second.
Well, I will say, like, the daughter being upset with him, I think he is a little bit of a...
Yeah.
He doesn't prioritize them as much as he should. Like, right. He has his one weekend a month and he's there for that, but then...
Sure.
I don't know.
Oh, I think it would probably annoy me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I would just jump in the car and leave, especially like without any really prior information.
Mm-hmm.
Without checking, probably not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do 21.
Yeah, I went 39.
Because I don't know. I think if I had reason to believe so, sure, but I don't.
Yeah, and for some reason they don't want to look outside or turn on the TV.
Right, because that would be a lot of effort. Unfortunately.
Yeah. But we don't have time to do that anymore because, you know, the house is about to be attacked. So
true. So true.
Could you escape the shark-infested waters of your home and get on the staircase?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, getting on the staircase, because actually when you're describing this whole part, remind me of Thrash. It's like a very similar thing where the first floor is flooding and
yes.
I'm just like already thinking like I'll go upstairs, I'll get on the roof, I'll do what I gotta do in that regard.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say 88.
Fair. I went 69.
Alrighty.
I do think like it, unfortunately with the way it bursts through the window, like I could just get swept away and be screwed. But if I'm not swept away, like I can get on that staircase.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It shouldn't be that bad.
Could you fight off a shark with a metal pole?
No, I don't think they're strong, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. I mean, I could be like, no, it would just go right through it and like eat me. Am I in like underwater or standing on ground in the water?
No, it's like waist high water.
All right, that's a little like at least I have a little bit of like, you know.
Yeah, you have room.
I'll say 34.
Okay, yeah, I went 45.
Yeah.
I couldn't put myself over 50.
No.
But
fighting off a shark.
It's also like watching like how did the shark landed on him and still he was fine.
Yeah.
So like I'm going to give myself a little bit of credit here with
and
these
I
sharks.
Think that's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Would you choose not to stop and save a school bus full of children?
Yeah, probably not.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like your kid is in the car.
Yeah.
And you're on your way to save your other kid.
Yeah.
And honestly, when you pass it, you don't even know if there are kids in the bus.
Yes. Yep.
So am I going high or low here?
High. You're going high. Yeah.
Literally like 94. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I went 90.
I just, that doesn't make any sense to me.
No.
Like, what are we
if
doing?
I happen to see one of them screaming in terror inside, I might be like, oh my God. But
you don't even know.
Also, the fire truck, they also called the police. The fire truck came and
were
there to take them away. They were able to do that.
Just call.
Just call. Yeah. Okay. Could you hold yourself up on a rope when you get raised onto a bridge? You got to hold on to that. If you let go of the rope, you're falling into shark-infested waters. I will say they tie a knot, so your grip is resting on the knot.
I think I can. I think you're – like we always talk about in these situations, like you're going to – the strength you didn't know you had is going to appear regardless. Yeah, I think I could hold myself up as long as I needed to. 87.
Okay. I went 60.
Really?
I'm not sure.
You don't think you could?
Well, I technically do because I'm, you know, I'm still 60. In the top half, but I do have doubt. I do still That's have fair. Doubt. I'm not sure if it's the kind of anxiety that would help or hurt me.
Fair.
In that kind of situation. I don't know. I should just go and hang off a rope. I think there's a rope at my gym.
Okay.
I should see what I can do.
I'm telling you, that's what we got to do. We got to do like I'd Survive IRL and we actually these theories. Yes. Like, could you hold onto the rope?
Could you? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Have you seen that TikTok trend? I hate it, but I love it. It gives me so much anxiety. Where you have to like one of your friends is walking and you have to, the door is locked and you have to run to the front door and try to get it unlocked and get inside.
We got to do that.
It pisses me off though, that trend, because I see people, I see the Michael Myers people like speeding up.
Yes.
And I'm like, you can't speed up. Like, you're ruining the game.
You're ruining it.
You have to let them survive if that's the timing that they're pulling off.
I'm with you on that.
Okay. So
where were we? I don't even know what's happening.
We were talking about pulling ourselves up on ropes.
Oh,
anyways.
Yeah, of course.
Can you avoid giant shrapnel flying through the air?
No.
Oh.
What do you mean? Oh, like if it's flying through the air and it just comes out of nowhere and it hits me.
Well, you do see it coming.
Oh, I see it coming.
Yeah. You see it coming. This is when they're on the bridge and like the Hollywood sign breaks apart and they're like seeing the Hollywood sign flying. And
I'd be
dodging it.
Getting down.
Right, yeah.
Just covering my head. Get down, cover
And there's
head.
Cars around. I'd probably get in the car. Just get in the car.
True. Okay, I see the angle that we're going for here.
Yeah.
72.
Yeah, I went 85.
It could still come out of nowhere and take me out.
Agreed.
But I'm going to make an effort for it to not do so.
Yeah, because the problem with the Hollywood sign guy is like he wasn't paying attention. Like he was looking at us being like, oh, my mom said.
Yeah.
And then it came and landed on him. But if he had his head on a swivel, my head would be on a swivel the whole time until I was in the car.
Yeah, smart.
Okay, and then finally, could you shoot and kill the shark that bit its way through the roof of your car?
Wow. You know, really putting me in these situations. All right, so I'm in my car. Yeah. It's a shark above me.
Shark just
fighting it.
Gnaws its way through. Yeah.
I got a gun.
Yeah.
I think I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I played a lot of Uncharted recently. It has nothing to do with sharks, but it was really fun to like shoot. And I was doing pretty decent with my aim.
Mm.
I think I could do that. Am I being ridiculous? Maybe.
I don't think so. I have a higher number as well.
I'm going to say 82.
Yeah, I went 77.
Yeah, I think I could do that.
We could do that.
For sure.
Let's test it next time.
That's also, yes.
I will be the shark. I'll gnaw my way through the top of your car.
Perfect. And can I shoot you? We'll find out
Let's
soon.
Let's find out. Next week. Okay.
Okay. Wait, what? Really?
It's got to be high, right?
It's a 62. No, that feels
okay.
Right. I think I got stressed because my first two were 16, 21. So I was expecting a low score. But then after that,
You got a lot of high scores.
So 62.
Okay. Mine came out to 65, a little raised from my last one.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're doing okay.
I'm not mad about it.
Okay. Back to our car journey to Van Nuys. The weather is actually pretty chill now, but a major street is being taped off because of an accident. So we're at a major disadvantage as far as getting to Van Nuys in a timely manner.
Ugh, so shucks.
Baz decides he's going to drive right through this
Oh.
Like, we don't care. Yeah. And we end up getting ourselves into a car chase with the police.
What, just go around. Like, just go around.
There's not another street. Okay.
There's, like, a lot of streets in LA.
Yeah. Don't worry, though. This truck has a nitrous button, which gives us a really dramatic horsepower boost. And they're just flying down the road.
Wait,
and
we got, like, a magical boost?
We got a booster.
The car? Oh, yeah. Okay.
So they end up getting away from all the cars. They win the car chase and we're out of here.
Yeah. Wow.
We make it to Matt's flight school. We get a really random line from Nova asking why there's a retirement home next to the airport. And Claudia goes, because old people can't hear. And I just wanted to include that little joke in there so you can understand the vibe of the movie.
Yes, I can understand.
Oh, also, wow. If you see where this is going, you know, we've dealt with dogs, we've dealt with children, and now there's a retirement home.
Now there are the elderly.
Yeah.
So look out for
check,
that.
Check. Yeah. They see a giant water spout tornado nearby now with sharks flying around in it. So, you know, we got to try to be quick in finding Matt. It's getting kind of crazy. Now it's getting kind of crazy.
Yeah, just now.
So we do end up finding him huddled in a storage closet somewhere with a couple of his flight school buddies. And he's very confused about his mom and dad showing up, but like no time to explain. Sure. There's a storm. We need to get out of here because the storage closet isn't going to cut it. It doesn't even have a door. It's just like blocked off by a giant slab of metal.
Nice.
So yeah, not
super
great.
Safe. Yeah.
One of his flight school buddies walks out into the main area of the school and looks up at the ceiling at the skylights. And she sees a storm approaching, and that's when the storm arrives, and the skylights burst open, and this girl gets vacuumed up into it through the window, and all we hear in the distance is her yelling, "Ah, a Sharknado!"
Oh,
R.I.P. to her.
She said Sharknado.
She said the thing. Yeah,
she said the thing.
I think it's a pretty common term. I think if I got swept up into a storm, my immediate reaction would be to scream, a Sharknado. Yeah.
And those are your dying words, mind you.
Yes.
A Sharknado.
The sound mixing of it is so funny because it's like perfectly distant. And it's like, did she just say that? She did.
Yep.
So that sucks for her. Everyone else runs into the lame excuse of a storage closet and hunkers down while the Sharknado passes over the flight school.
Good.
And after a minute or so, we're safe to come out and the weather is looking chill again. So we all like go outside and Finn's like, what's the fastest way out of here? And they all stare at a helicopter. But Finn is also the one to be like, no way, we can't be flying helicopters in these storms.
No, we can't.
But his son Matt insists that he can do it.
Oh, well.
Finn doubles down and says no. He thinks they just need to brace themselves and fight, but they're going to need better weapons.
Okay.
Well, good thing there's a giant weapons store just across the parking lot.
Oh my God. Amazing. Yes. Look at that.
So they go inside. Finn and April both gravitate toward the chainsaws, but Matt tells Nova to come with him because he's got an idea. So Matt, for some reason.
Choose a chainsaw over a gun?
No.
Me neither. Okay, I'm just making sure. I was just double checking.
Absolutely
on that one.
Not. I mean, I don't think a chainsaw is like really stupid, but no, you wouldn't choose that. Yeah.
Okay.
But Matt does have a better idea than chainsaws. He tells Nova to come with him. So Matt, for some reason, knows how to build bombs.
Okay. Yeah.
And he tells Nova that he thinks they should just build some bombs, then fly the helicopter up to the Sharknado and throw some bombs at the sharks.
I thought we were doing the weapons so we didn't do the tornado. I mean,
he really wants to get in that helicopter.
Oh, yeah.
He thinks he can do it. He thinks
this is Matt.
Yeah. So Nova's reaction to this is, hey, what about the tornado? Won't that be a problem for the helicopter?
You go to flight school. You should know this.
Yeah. And that's when Baz appears out of nowhere. Like his head just like pops into frame from the side.
Oh, hey.
And he's like, if you throw the bomb exactly at the tornado's center, it could neutralize it and make it stop. And you just have to have really good aim, otherwise you'll die. Good luck. And then he exits frame.
So he's like, okay. It feels almost like we're breaking the fourth wall right there.
Almost. It almost does. I don't think that's the intention at all.
Oh, it feels it.
Yes, it does. So Nova and Matt get to building these bombs, and she opens up to him about the scar on her leg, saying her grandpa took her out on a boat in the ocean once when she was a little girl, when like with five of his other fishing buddies, a little fishing trip. And the boat sank, and they all got eaten by sharks, but she was the one who was given the raft. So she survived with like only a bite. So that sucks.
That's traumatic.
So she has a lot of shark trauma, and she's not been having a good time during this movie.
I can understand.
Yeah. So at this point, Finn and April – what? I'm sorry. I'm thinking about something that's going to happen. Oh. Like, it's not even soon. It's just so crazy. It like, just, we still have to wait a minute.
It
popped into my head.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Let me take a deep breath. Let me pull myself together. So at this point, Finn and April come over and find out what plan Matt is concocting. And they're like, hell no. Mm-hmm. Oh, hell no, to quote the third movie.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't care what you're saying. I'm doing it. And they're like, okay, fine.
Oh, okay.
So
then just do it, I guess.
So they all head out to the helicopter and start loading the bombs onto it. And then Baz comes along, who apparently has built a mega bomb on his own, and he's loading it into his monster truck, and he tells Finn that if Nova and Matt fail, he's going to drive into the middle of the Sharknado and set this bomb off inside it himself, like sacrificing himself in the process.
Right. That feels unnecessary.
Yeah, we could just leave.
That's what I was thinking. I'm not going to lie to you, but you know?
And as Nova and Matt fly closer to the Sharknadoes, okay, wait. Oh, we're already in the helicopter.
I was literally about to be like, wait, where did we get on?
We're there. We loaded up the helicopter. We're in.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're going.
And as Nova and Matt fly closer to the Sharknadoes, sharks start flying at them. But Finn is on the ground with his gun. He's just bop, 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 shooting them out the sky. So they make it. This should be a video game.
It really should. Oh, wait.
Yeah. How is that not a thing?
You're so right.
So they make it to the first Sharknado, and they drop the bomb, and it's a hit. The tornado disintegrates, and now we have hundreds of sharks raining down on the streets, falling out of it.
And they're just, they're flopping around on the cement?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Finn is, some people do get crushed. They get crushed by falling sharks.
Oh, true.
But if you don't get hit, you know, it's not like water.
Yeah, right.
Finn is ready with his chainsaw and splits one of them completely in half when it falls onto him. Okay. So it's like comes for him and he's just like, with his chainsaw and it splits in half and it's fine.
Okay.
Unfortunately, one of them does fall and bite onto Baz over by his truck and it's like attached to his leg and it won't let go.
Ew.
Yeah, it's latched on, and when the wind picks up, Baz just flies away with this shark still attached to his leg.
Bye.
Yeah. R.I.P. literally to Baz.
Wait, he's gone?
He's gone.
Like, oh.
That's it. We never see him again.
Oh.
So, it's time to drop a bomb on the second Sharknado.
Oh,
there's three, by the way.
I didn't even know there were multiple. I was like, wow, that was fast. Okay.
No, there's three. There's like the small, medium, and large, you know? So it's like getting scarier.
Got you.
So I also did look up like, hey, can we drop bombs on real tornadoes, please, to make them go away? And I guess in theory, this actually is plausible. It would like cause a tornado to dissipate. However, given the conditions, the weather conditions, a new one would just create itself nearby.
Oh.
So not really effective.
Not super helpful with real tornadoes.
So I guess I won't learn how to create bombs.
Cassie's
put that hobby aside.
In the hurricane, just like chucking bombs at tornadoes. Yeah.
Okay, second Sharknado, another success.
Oh,
yeah, another one dissipates, and now we've got raining sharks again, and we're seeing a lot of casualties on the streets because of these raining sharks.
Sure.
Of course, we have to bring the old people's home back around.
Oh, right. Of course.
So the old people are chilling in the pool. Nice. So, as you do during a Sharknado storm.
Mm-hmm.
So Finn and his group run over and save them. They're like, you gotta get inside. Get out the pool. They get them inside. By the time they do, there are sharks everywhere, like raining down into the pool. There's four sharks in the pool.
Oh.
So, of course, we set the pool on fire and we get another explosion.
We set the pool on fire?
Yeah, he like pours oil in and then like lights a match and then it just like explodes. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
So hooray, the old people are saved. He saves puppies. He saves children. He saves the elderly. He is Finn. Yes. So time for the bomb drop on Sharknado number 3.
Yeah, let's do this.
Oh. Yeah, this time it doesn't land right. And for some reason, they didn't make any extra bombs. They only made 3 for the 3 tornadoes.
Yeah.
Which makes absolute sense. So
obviously,
Matt's like, all right, we just got to go back. But then a shark flies and latches onto the side of the helicopter, making Matt lose some control. And Nova grabs a knife and leans out of the helicopter and starts stabbing the shark over and over, screaming at it to die. Like, get off, get off.
Is this a shark dangling from the helicopter?
Of course.
Yeah, okay.
Until finally it does fall off. She stabs it enough. It falls off and out of the helicopter. But guess what?
What?
Nova falls out too. And we see another shark flying through the air eat her.
What?
Yeah.
Nova died?
R.I.P. to Nova, falls out the helicopter, just gets eaten by a shark. Whole body, too. I thought
she was going to live.
I know, me too. I actually gasped. I was like, okay, movie, you got me.
Damn. Okay.
Matt freaks out and the helicopter is like spiraling out of control, but somehow he does manage to like land safely. Finn has been watching all of this go down, so he runs over and he pulls a very like disoriented Matt out of the helicopter just in time before we get another explosion. The helicopter, of course, explodes.
Hell yeah.
When Matt tells Finn that Nova didn't make it, Finn says, go look after your mother and sister. I'm going to finish this.
Oh.
Okay, so he hops into Baz's bomb car and takes off after that third tornado. He drives up to an overlook and sets off the bomb. And then he gets out of the car before reaching in and pushing that horsepower button. So the car launches itself over this cliff and into the Sharknado.
Fast and Furious Shark Edition.
Yeah. Oh my God. I can't believe that's not one of the sequels, like a Fast and Furious parody.
Oh my God. It'd be so good.
The bomb goes off at the perfect time and the tornado dissipates. It's, of course, a success. He's a hero.
Oh, wow.
So the final wave of hundreds of sharks rain down on the town. One of my favorite shots is seeing one get impaled at the top of the Capitol Records building.
That's kind of good.
Yeah. That's like, there's a lot of that throughout the movie where it's like you're seeing like the Hollywood sign and Capitol Records and Santa Monica's Ferris wheel. Like,
there's
a lot. It's so funny. It's so ridiculous.
Wow.
Finn runs back to his family who are waiting for him outside of the retirement home. And once they see him, Claudia comes running. She's gained a lot of respect for her father over this time. But there's literally sharks everywhere, like still raining down. So he's screaming at her to run back and take cover.
Yeah.
She doesn't listen. She keeps running at him. She's so excited to see him. Oh, and we see a shark falling from the sky headed right for her.
Girl, what are you doing?
Finn makes it to her in time, pushes her out of the way, revs up his chainsaw, and he jumps inside this giant shark, completely inside. He gets swallowed up by this shark.
Like he jumps inside.
He jumps in.
Inside of the shark. Okay.
Yes.
Right.
But don't worry. We hear that chainsaw get to work inside the shark.
Stop it.
And yes, he cuts his way free.
Ew.
He emerges completely covered in blood and he's totally fine. He's fine.
Bro's chilling.
Girl.
What? What?
This is the moment we've all been waiting for.
Is it? What is
it? You might be able to guess. That would be embarrassing. I can't say you could never guess what happens next, but I did not guess what happens next.
I don't have a guess.
After he climbs out of the shark, he turns back and reaches inside it and pulls out Nova.
I'm literally gonna leave. The podcast is officially over. Are you serious?
He pulls out Nova. She's alive and she's gonna be okay. She's fine.
She's not. She got eaten by a shark. Like, that's...
Oh.
The shark just swallowed her whole, so therefore...
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's fine.
She's fine.
They're
both, okay. The movie ends with Nova telling Matt, that her real name is Jenny Lynn. And the assumption here is that she's like dropping her crush on Finn and is going to hook up with his son instead.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's literally not. That is actually not what happens at the end of the movie.
Yeah. What the and fuck? Then April kisses Finn, so they're probably going to get back together now.
You know? They hate each other.
Yeah, no, not anymore.
They literally hate each other. Like, what are we doing?
Love each other again. Claudia's daddy issues have been cured. The storm is over. And that is Sharknado.
I am more upset about the last, like, minute and a half.
The last minute and a half is my favorite.
Like, what?
So stupid.
Here comes Nova out the shark, and everybody was happy, and we're no longer hooking up with dads. We're hooking up with their sons. And yeah. What do you mean?
And get back with your toxic ex, everybody.
Yes.
That's especially when they continue to choose other people over you the entire movie.
Literally. That, and then also, like, if you have daddy issues, so what I'm getting is just put a shark in their house and watch them fight off the shark and it'll all be better.
And you'll love him again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, man. That was so great.
That was a movie.
That was. Okay, holy I have four shit. Questions. Four questions for you. Okay.
Less questions.
First, would you stay away from skylights during a storm?
Skylights?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't remember a part with skylights.
So this is when the girl got randomly was like, there's a storm, went out into this flight school, got vacuumed up into the sky through the skylight and screamed, ah, a Sharknado.
I got so hung up on that I forgot the lead the up. Skylight.
Yeah.
You know what? I could see myself like just forgetting that I shouldn't do that. I'm not gonna lie to you. I know I shouldn't do it, but also like, I wouldn't think about it either.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this group of people did just jump in and be like, there's a crazy storm. We gotta get out of here. We gotta seek shelter. It's crazy out there. You know?
Oh, that doesn't help
me. You'd be like, how crazy? Let me look.
I walk under the thing. What? What did you guys say? Which? 42.
Okay. I went 98.
I would not think about it. It genuinely would not enter my brain.
I'm so scared of tornadoes. Like, you won't catch me near a window. Absolutely not.
I mean, I feel like that I don't experience tornadoes like you do. We don't have tornadoes around here. So it's not like
you'd be like, huh? Let me see.
What? Well, no, for real though. Like, it started like lightning and thunder the other night on the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And so we got home from the fireworks and I jumped in the pool and everybody yelled at me.
Caitlin, you can't do that.
But
you can't do that. You need like there could be like a cartoon created about you, like the misadventures of Caitlin Marie. Yeah.
Listen, you know I like to live on the dangerous side of life, right? Jumping in the pool like in a lightning storm, like a child.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm happy you're okay.
I'm good. I should be dead by now.
Would you think to, and then successfully, drop bombs on the Sharknadoes?
No. No.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what I'd be thinking right now, if we're going to be honest. If there were sharks flying around in the sky. You would
have gotten sucked up into it.
True, I would already be dead, so it wouldn't matter. No. 8%.
I went 1%.
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't think to do that, and I don't know how to build a bomb.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm just like hoping.
I don't know how to fly a helicopter. Like, I can't do any. Yeah, yeah.
To help, because me alone.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, not that I should know, but like, where do you even begin?
If this would probably be really funny to someone,
I'd get
who knows.
A firework.
I would. I think maybe oil would be good because I know oil can cause exploding.
I don't know. Do they use oil?
I don't know.
I know it's like about like things like touching each other.
Oh.
Isn't that like a thing?
Because
like,
what you know, has like, to touch each other, do you think?
Well, you're not supposed to like tilt certain bombs, right?
Okay, yeah.
So like I assume that means like certain things touch other things. Is it liquids or is
pop
it
pop rocks?
Oh. Pop rocks.
We could use pop rocks maybe.
A firework.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, they should have gone full 4th of July and just thrown fireworks into the tornadoes. That would have been cute.
I would have liked that.
Yeah, maybe I would have think to do that. Well, I wouldn't. But I could. if I thought of the firework thing, maybe we could buy some fireworks and I could throw fireworks in there, but I couldn't build a bomb.
I think we'd have fun.
Yeah. I'd have fun. Another thing for next week, we'll try out.
Yep.
We'll find a tornado.
Okay.
We got and a we'll lot buy to some try. Fireworks. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm excited.
Okay. Can you avoid being killed by raining sharks?
I feel like those things are coming down fast. It's like Frogger, but like a little worse because you're trying to cross the street and instead of cars going by, it's like sharks falling from the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, you know how some people cross the street, they can't figure out how fast the cars are moving. I feel like the same would happen with the sharks.
Sure.
I don't know why I'm overanalyzing this the way that I am right now.
I love it.
31. I'm just hoping I can find cover.
Exactly. I said 88 because I think I wouldn't be outside at this point. And I really am taking that into account. Like I wouldn't be on the streets.
I wouldn't be on the streets.
I wouldn't. I would be in a basement somewhere, cowering in a corner.
Sure.
And so if I see that there's like even a tornado, like I'm not outside. So.
No, I mean, you're right.
Yeah.
It's probably a smart thing to do.
Finally, could you chainsaw your way out of the inside of a shark?
Fucking nobody could do that.
This is another thing we should test.
What do I say? Well,
I need Mythbusters. Wait, I would love Mythbusters to have done something like this because I feel like you don't see this a lot, but you see this in movies, like people chainsawing out of animals. I've seen it actually more than I feel like is normal.
Probably. Once is probably more than is normal.
Yeah. So I wish if only the Mythbusters could get on that. I really want to know.
I'm going to take a lot of things into account here. One, I didn't pick up a chainsaw.
Okay.
Two, the shark is not capable of swallowing me whole.
I know. I wonder about that.
I take that part in. Three, I'm going to throw up when I'm in there.
And you're going to drown in that.
And drown in my own vomit.
Yeah.
Four, there can't be enough room in there for you to like actually like rev the chainsaw. Like there's just a lot of room
for him to rev the chainsaw while he's in there with Nova.
With Nova. Logistical nightmare, okay?
Yeah.
I'm literally just because I'm upset about it, I'm gonna give myself a 2%.
Yeah. Okay. I went 40. I went on the low end. There's just no room.
This is ridiculous.
But I also did take into account the ridiculous factor of it, I guess, and gave myself more.
And I think that's totally fair.
Yeah. I gave myself an advantage because of like how ridiculous it is. It's like, okay, well, maybe anyone could do it with how easy he just did it.
So. Yeah. And you're valid for that.
But it's crazy. So I still had to go lower. But
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So my act three final is 58.
Mine's 21.
So you're out here like, what's going on, guys?
I'm like, hey, there's sharks up there. Look. Yeah, it's probably me. Man. If we're going to be honest with ourselves.
That's so funny. Okay. So that brings my overall score to a 61%.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly where I expected.
Yeah, I'm I'm at a 40.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
There's no reason I should be below 50% with a tornado full
You're
of sharks.
You're too curious.
I am too curious.
You're too curious a person to be put into the Sharknado universe.
Literally, I'd be like, oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That is so crazy.
Okay, so that brings us to a 51%.
Just over the threshold.
Just over, thank God.
Wow.
We did it.
Oh my Lord. My bad, guys. I brought us down there.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's okay. There's the people like you and there's people like me.
Yep.
And that's what makes the world go round.
Yeah. I think it's funny you came up with the concept for this because I'd survive does make sense. Whereas if it was my podcast, I would not survive would be the name of the podcast.
Yeah, that's so funny.
I love that.
Wow. Well, how do you feel?
I don't know I am, why I'm here. This was like, you know how we talk about fever dream episodes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is one of those. Yeah.
Welcome. Because like,
it was like pretty much more or less like kind of the vibe I was expecting until the last minute and a half.
It gets so crazy at the last.
And then I was like, what?
When that happened, I completely forgot. Like, this is 12 years ago now that I've seen right. this movie. And when that happened at the end, I was just so happy. I was like, I cannot wait to tell Caitlin.
Oh, yep. I'm going to remember that. That's yeah. going to be a standout moment.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you guys can check us out on Instagram at I'd Survive Podcast. That is linked in the description of this episode, if I remember for once to do that. Also linked below are all the other places you can find us, including our Patreon for video episodes and bonus content, as well as our Discord, where we have an interactive worksheet that you can fill out to let us know, would you survive?